And get an award?
Hey there, Jack.
Is he not coming?
He's not coming.
Thanks.
No DC.
You know, just to ruin my reputation, I do.
No direct current, right?
It's a course, rather.
And did you feel lost that way?
Me? Oh, it's after seven. Oh, jeez.
Did you get my notes?
That's right. I'd like to call me to order and ask the clerk to call the roll. Trustee Fenton?
Here.
Trustee Dodge?
Here.
Trustee Guerra?
Here.
Trustee Ruzick?
Here.
Trustee Calandrello? Trustee Carroll?
Here.
Mayor McLaughlin?
Here.
Please rise for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of March 20th, 2017, regular meeting minutes?
Motion to approve.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any questions? Call the roll. Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Guerra?
Aye.
Trustee Carroll?
Aye.
Mayor McLaughlin?
Aye.
Orland Park Chamber of Commerce Raffle Alliance.
Mr. Chairman?
Clerk for license.
Trustee Carroll? I move to approve issuing a raffle license to the Orland Park Chamber of Commerce to conduct a raffle during their annual women's luncheon on Tuesday, April 25th, 2017, at Silver Lake Country Club.
Second.
Any questions?
Call the roll.
Trustee Carroll?
Aye.
Trustee Guerra?
Aye.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick?
Aye.
Mayor McLaughlin?
Aye.
Orland Park Chamber of Commerce Raffle License.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Guerra?
I move to approve issuing a raffle license to the Orland Park Chamber of Commerce to conduct a raffle at their annual golf outing on Thursday, June 15th, 2017, at Silver Lake Country Club.
Second.
Any questions?
Call the roll.
Trustee Guerra?
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick?
Aye.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Carroll?
Aye.
Mayor McLaughlin?
Aye.
Earth Day?
I'd like to read a proclamation that we do every year. Whereas in 1872, J. Sterling Morton proposed the Nebraska Board of Agriculture that a special day be set aside for the planting of trees. And whereas this holiday called Arbor Day was first observed with the planting of more than a million trees in Nebraska. And whereas Arbor Day is now observed throughout the nation and the world. And whereas trees can reduce the erosion of our precious topsoil by wind and water, cutting heat and cooling costs, moderate the temperature, clean the air, produce oxygen, and provide habitat for wildlife. And whereas trees in our city increase property values, enhance the economic vitality of business areas, and beautify our community. Now therefore, I, Daniel McLaughlin, Mayor of the Village of Orland Park, do hereby proclaim April 22nd, 2017 as Earth Day, and April 28th, 2017 as Arbor Day in the Village of Orland Park, and urge all citizens to support efforts to protect our trees and to gladden the hearts and promote the well-being of present and future generations.
Glad hearts.
My heart's glad.
I think we added that this year.
A lot of glad hearts.
A little cynical over here.
Business Improvement Pride Awards. Thank you.
We've got a whole bunch of awards for businesses. Trustee Fenton is involved in the selection process along with the committee and explaining a little bit about that.
First of all, we have this fabulous program in the Village that we have a program where we will give you some funding to help your facade. Many times facades become outdated or maybe the business has turned over to something different. So just like anyone, everyone likes to use recognition here and there for the little things that they do. Changing your facade for your facade to Village of Orland Park not only enhances your business, but it also enhances the overall appearance of Village of Orland Park. So I went to staff and the mayor and I said, how about if we give out some very nice awards to these individuals who took the time to take their business one step further and to improve it not only for themselves, but for the overall look of the Village. So with that being said, we are awarding this evening. We have 12 recipients that were selected to receive the award. Some were with our program, which we're giving the spirit and to do it all on their own. We have a slide presentation of, most of them will be befores and after. This particular is an after, and it's at about 29 Golden Square Drive. And we would like Mark and Stone from United Growth Capital Management to come up, and they did use our matching funds.
And the helpfulness that the city had, village had, I just apologize. In particular, I'd like to recognize Mike Mazza. He was fantastic through the process. So, and it was a pleasure working with the village. And I've done a lot of work in other villages, and it was without a doubt one of the more pleasurable.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
Absolutely.
Good business for the overall.
They're doing a big fundraiser for the American Legion coming up this month.
Oh, fantastic. Very good. And Pearl Vision. She's super excited. She's been here for 25
right.
years, and so she's super excited about everything.
Okay. The new look is just fabulous. It's just
good. Well, we appreciate
very
it.
Very updated.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Been in their store, the fabulous store. We have before and after.
Many of you don't know, upstairs is a design office. So if you need any work, residential, commercial, upstairs, and if you need to decor, you come downstairs. So we just turned a tired building and we made it look fabulous inside and out. Thank you, Old Mark.
Very
thank
nice.
You.
Thank
you.
Well, it's a neat historic building now, so we're glad you guys have a separate group that takes care of it and spends so much time. Very dedicated. Very dedicated. Thanks.
Thank you. Homemaker.
She's photogenic.
Well, it's, the building, it once looked like that on the computer. Now it's a nice building with cars, which has always been there. Skies on in there. Gizmo Sun Factory. Guitar Fitness. All businesses are doing very, very well. Recommend checking them out if kids or not. They're doing unbelievably successful. It means too well. What you guys did, it looks like a building, though.
Considering it was the old Homemakers building, for those people who don't know where it's located, it's just fabulous.
Definitely needed some TLC.
Definitely. Big TLC.
The new problem's a nice problem to have with parking.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to work through it. Yeah, we have to work through it. So, but it's a good thing to reach out. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. So this is the retail plaza at Grange Road and 159th Street.
Former Fat Sam's.
Yes. So remember what Fat Sam's looked like. And what's down there.
That's another great corner. Well, we're hopefully it'll be here soon for some other ones. I'm working on the range.
Oh, you're doing the...
That's ours.
Oh, the Southeast Corner?
Yes.
Okay.
So there, not connecting our hosts.
You see, that makes it easy because then you know the system.
Yeah, you know the system. You know the product. And you guys are all over.
You do business all over.
Yeah, all over.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Retail Plaza at Harlem Avenue 151. We just did that one vertical. Virginia Gonzalez.
You know, I should read one of the plaques.
Oh, that would be nice.
Your Orland Park, Phyllis Orland Park Business Improvement Pride Award. Then to whatever business we're recognizing this as in recognition of outstanding efforts to improve the built environment in Orland Park.
Robert Morris University presentation.
Mayor McLaughlin, Village Clerk Mihalik, members of the board, Village Manager McCarthy. My name is Ponaria Bakutis, and I'm here representing the Morris Graduate School of Management, a division of Robert Morris University, located here in Orland Park. I am here to inform the residents of Orland Park of the amazing scholarship opportunity to earn an MBA at half off the tuition cost of the entire degree. As a thank you to the Village of Orland Park for continued community support for us, we are offering to its residents this opportunity to earn an MBA at 50% off tuition of the entire degree. Classes are offered at a flexible evening schedule designed for students to fit college into their lives. Full-time status is 2 courses per quarter, 2 evenings per week. Part-time status, 1 course per quarter, 1 evening per week. On the sheet that I passed out to a few of you, it shows Crain's Business Periodical ranked our MBA again as one of the top 5 universities of Chicagoland in having the most competitive undergraduate GPA. So as you can see, we have Northwestern, University of Chicago, and little old Robert Morris University coming in 3rd. Also here it shows the cost of earning an MBA here in Chicagoland area, and it shows how cost competitive we are to begin with, let alone this additional scholarship opportunity that we are offering the residents. Also, Money Magazine had published a special report reporting on the best college values in the United States. Out of this mass college study, we were ranked in the top 50 colleges in the United States for Robert Morris University and ranked as a #1 value all-star nationwide. Obviously, we are very proud of these accolades that we received from Money Magazine and from Crain's Business. The upcoming class starts are July and September for this year. For further information, please give us a call at the Orland Park campus, 708-226-5353, 708-226-5353. I am asking for your assistance in helping to get the word out to the Orland Park residents through the communication avenues that you use to reach the residents. I would like to thank you again, Mayor McLaughlin, and the board for the progressive and creative vision under which you have led Orland Park. We have all heavily benefited from your vision and your guidance. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
So a couple things. This kind of summarizes a lot. So do you have sheets like this so we can put out in our information booth?
Actually, I have sheets like this
says
for Orland Park residents, minimum of 1 year, I should stipulate, to earn their MBA at half off tuition.
What's a minimum of 1 year?
They have to be a resident of Orland Park for 1 year.
Oh, I see, I see.
So go ahead. Question. We were humming together.
There, Mike. So, Joe, can we get announcements of this in one of our emails and on the web?
Absolutely.
Just make sure we coordinate with them.
Yes.
So we usually do a fair number of email distributions every month, about 10,000 households.
That would be very helpful.
Social
That's
media.
All we ask, just helping us get the word out to the residents that are interested.
Yeah, no, happy to. Thank you.
And is this priced, you know, arrangement, like got a time limit on it?
Well, it is available for those starting with us July and September, and then based on what kind of response we have, then we will see if we will continue to offer it into the following year.
Gotcha. All right.
Yes.
Any questions?
That's a great program.
That's great.
Thank you.
Well, appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Appreciate
Thank you
you coming
very
up
much.
Tonight.
Consent agenda?
I'm going to read the items on the consent agenda. Or Trustee Fenn, did you have a, you said you were going to take one of these off?
After you read it, I'll take
it. All right. Payroll, accounts payable, Orland Park concert event, City Lights Orchestra, Summer Entertainment Guide 2017, quotes for publication, Centennial Park Aquatic Center, concessions, Veterans Park redesign, Imperial Pond, native landscape, bulk materials, 10441 West 163rd Street, Class B 6B resolution, 15615 Harlem Avenue, Class 8 resolution, 14332 Beacon, mixed use, Horton Center Shopping Center facade update, West Avenue and 153rd Street, Plata dedication, New Walter Residence, Orland Park Nature Center, McDonald's authorizing development agreement, Riza Porsche of Orland Park, McDonald's landscape plan, and Tyler Technologies Incorporated. Any questions, comments, any items?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenton.
I'd like to remove item K.
Any other questions or comments? Entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee.
I would move to approve items A through S of the consent agenda with the exception of K.
Second. Any other questions? Call the roll.
Trustee Ruzick.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Guerra.
Aye.
Trustee Carroll.
Aye.
Mayor McLaughlin.
Aye.
14332 Beacon Avenue Mixed-Use Building.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenton.
I'd like to make a motion to table this item till the April 17th board meeting.
Second.
Any questions? Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Guerra.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick.
Aye.
Trustee Carroll.
Aye.
Mayor McLaughlin.
Aye.
(clears throat) 2017 professional development training for staff.
Mayor McLaughlin.
Trustee Dodge.
We discussed this at the committee. In fact, we tried to pass it twice to make sure that staff felt sufficient amount of love and training. I move to approve the expenditures with Commonwealth Centers for High Performance Organization amount not to exceed $14,120 for a three-day on-site training program, and move to approve the expenditure with Northern Illinois University for Lean Six Sigma training an amount not to exceed $22,500.
Second.
Any questions? Call the roll.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick.
Aye.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Guerra.
Aye.
Trustee Carroll.
Aye.
Mayor McLaughlin.
Aye.
2017.
You know, I do have a quick question for Trustee Dodge. So is this new employees going starting the system, or is it like the next phase? Next phase.
Combination of both, and we're trying to get more people through the program, and we actually do have some folks who went through the first piece and they've completed their green belt, so now they're anxious for the next level program. So we're going to get some black belts out of this sooner or later.
Next item.
2017 musical Beauty and the Beast.
Mayor McLaughlin.
Trustee Guerra.
I move to approve the additional payment of $555 to MTI, total contract fee of $5,900, for the additional royalties for balcony seats for the Friday and Saturday, March 24th and 25th, 2017 production of Beauty and the Beast.
Second.
Any questions? Mm-hmm. Call the roll.
Trustee Guerra.
Aye.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick.
Aye.
Trustee Carroll.
Aye.
Mayor McLaughlin.
Aye.
Athletic field concessions.
Mayor McLaughlin.
Trustee Guerra.
I move to approve the one-year contract with RV Concessions LLC to provide concessions at Centennial Park and John Humphrey Complex athletic fields for the 2017 season.
Second.
Any questions? Call the roll.
Trustee Guerra.
Aye.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick.
Aye.
Trustee Carroll.
Aye.
Mayor McLaughlin.
Aye.
Vehicle sticker printing 2017 and 19.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Ruzick.
I move to approve retaining Third Millennium Associates for the printing of the 2017 through 2019 vehicle stickers at a cost not to exceed $8,888.77.
Second.
Any questions? Call the roll.
Trustee Ruzick.
Aye.
Trustee Carroll.
Aye.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Guerra.
Aye.
Mayor McLaughlin.
Aye.
Nobody signed it.
Board comments. Trustee Guerra.
I just want to remind everyone this weekend, the 8th is the Easter egg hunt and the doggy egg hunt. And if the fields are saturated, they will be moved to the fields across from the ice skating rink. They're a little higher there, a little drier, and so the events will go on Saturday. And then this is the beginning of the season for the 25th anniversary of the pool. 25 years ago, it's hard to imagine, but we will be celebrating and have festivities out there when it opens for the season, so we'll follow that along.
Trustee Carroll.
I'd just like to thank the Public Works staff for the great work they did with the flooding that we had. The areas of the village that were flooded were minimal, and they were resolved pretty quickly. The only areas that remained after the first few hours of the storm were state and county roads, so they went above and beyond, did a great job getting us cleared out.
Trustee Dodge.
It's an important day tomorrow. Encourage everyone in Orland Park to exercise a pretty important American right.
Trustee Ruzick.
No comments, Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Fenton.
Yes, I'd like to take this opportunity to
to thank the Development Service Department for the wonderful presentation this evening, coming up with the awards, and I apologize for Burger King and 159th and Harlem putting them together. But staff did a nice job doing that, and we really encourage the businesses to come in, apply for the funding that we have available, and to get those facades up and moving and make this village continue to be one of the greatest places to be. And I will say it, I'm sure, speaking on behalf of the board, good luck tomorrow, Mayor McLaughlin.
Thanks. I just will add real quick, the program we're talking about, the facade program, is one of about 8 or 10 programs that we do to help small businesses. And out of nowhere, I'm sure you all know by now, out of nowhere, the U.S. Conference of Mayors called about a month ago and it had chosen Orland Park as a Small Business Advocate Award. They came out from Washington and gave that to us a week ago. So it was kind of neat, but it's one of the programs that was mentioned that we do for small businesses. So I think there's a short executive session.
Mr. Chair.
Trustee Fenton.
Move to go into executive session for A, approval of minutes, B, collective negotiating matters between the village and its employees or their representatives, or deliberations concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees.
Second.
Second. Call roll.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Garrow.
Aye.
Trustee Carroll.
Aye.
Mayor McLaughlin.
Oh, you're boring.
Aye. I heard you.
Only because I like you.
See?
No, thank you. I'm good. Thank you. I wish.
Something from the brass tap on me.
Yeah.
Ah, there you go.
Tell me to keep the kitchen open.
Yeah, sure.